Today is Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. It's 3 o'clock. And so what we'd like to do is call the Elections Commission or Committee to order. Today we have a small agenda. We're going to do a little bit of review. But we have, as you guys know, welcome everybody. Welcome our new members. Welcome our, well, we've got a few of them here. Doesn't look like we have quorum yet. We are here. We're in a shared environment. I'm State Senator Mark Rand from Chisago and Isani County. I've had the pleasure to be on elections since I arrived at the Senate in 2017. And so what we'd like to do, we're going to go through some introductions, and then I'll turn it over to our co-chair, Senator Carlson, for some of his comments, and then we'll get to our agenda. So if we could start down to my right, Mr. Weber.
Hi, Bill Weber, Senate District 21. My district encompasses all or parts of 9 counties in the southwest corner of Minnesota. Good to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am one of the new members you just referenced. I am Eric Lucero from District 30, which includes Albertville, St. Michael, Otsego, Elk River area. And when I do these introductions, most of the time people agree that that is the best area of the state.
Senator Lucero, we're trying not to lay out the gauntlet, because by the time we get to the end, we're going to have a novel or a biography. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Senator Liz Bolden. I represent District 25, which is most of Rochester and some areas just north of Rochester.
Senator Cal Barr, District 31, next to Senator Lucero's, and it's north Anoka County with one precinct in Isani County.
My name is Melissa Field. I am a co-committee administrator for the GOP.
Andrew Erickson with Senate Council Research and Fiscal Analysis. I'm the Fiscal Analyst for the Elections Committee, also covering State Gov, Pensions, and Vets and Military Affairs.
Lexi Stengel, Nonpartisan Senate Counsel.
Senator Jim Carlson from District 52, which includes most of Eagan, most of Mendota Heights, some of Burnsville, and all of the city of Mendota. And I've been on the Elections Committee since it started back in the early 2000s, and I'm pleased to be here and look forward to having one of the best committees again in the legislature.
I'm Beth Fraser, one of the committee administrators for the committee.
Senator Bonnie Westland, I represent Senate District 42, which includes Plymouth, a sliver of southwest Maple Grove and the city of Medicine Lake, and this will be my third year on the committee. And I am the vice chair of the committee.
Hi, I'm Christy Blood. I am the committee legislative assistant for the Elections Committee and work with Senator Carlson.
Hi, I'm Madeline Stankevich. I am the legislative assistant for Senator Westland.
Hi, Steve Swadzinski, Eden Prairie, Minnetonka. Great, great committee, by the way. The people on it and the subject matter that we talk about is just so intellectually stimulating. It's great to be back.
I'm Warren Limmer, State Senator from West Hennepin County and parts of Maple Grove.
Excellent. Thank you, Senator Limmer. Members at the table. So we have staff in the back. Mr. Cheetah and the Republican and Democrat staff, come up and introduce yourself so everybody knows who you are. In addition to our pages, they could come up as well.
I'm Tom Cheetah. I'm the Republican researcher for the committee.
Will Freeman. I'm the DFL researcher for the committee.
Ron Chafee, one of the pages for Room 1200.
Hi, everyone. Olivia Anderson. I'm also one of the 1,200 pages.
I'm Chloe Aday, also a committee page.
Excellent. We have quorum, and we have one member that just joined. Senator Port, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Lindsey Port represent Burnsville and Savage in District 55, and I'm joining today from Burnsville.
Excellent. So we've completed it. Oh, Senator Subodzinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify for anybody watching online, when Olivia said she's one of the 1,200 pages, that would be room 1,200, not 1,200 employees.
Senator Subodzinski, great catch. Thank you. So with that, we've done introductions, and so I'm just happy to be here. We're operating in a shared environment right now. We hope that continues. Well, it's been an interesting start of the legislative session. Today on our agenda, we have just a review and then one bill, so we get to go through a little work today. And with that, I'll turn over to for comments from Senator Carlson.
Right. Thank you, Co-Chair Curran. I'm Jim Carlson again. And I just want to tell you that I'm so glad that during this period that I belong to the Minnesota Senate and that we have come up with a very good agreement so that we could co-chair and co-administer the Elections Committee, and it's working very well. Senator Curran and I just had a conversation where we found things already that we agree on. And so that's, I think it's working out very well, and I look forward to that. I want to welcome our new members, Senator Lucero and Senator Weber. And I just have to say that we have smaller jurisdiction than a lot of committees, but we do have to come up with a budget for the committee. And we have the responsibilities of protecting and expanding the freedom to vote in Minnesota, maintaining and expanding the transparency on how elections are financed and how entities do try to influence us. And while we are co-chair, Senator Curran and I have agreed to swap the gavel after each hearing, so you'll see me and then you'll see Senator Curran again, and only put items on the agenda that we both agree to hear. So we'll also be, to the extent practical, be publicly posting amendments before hearings. And also hopefully trying to follow our posting deadlines so that we can all see the bills before we have to discuss them here on the floor. And I appreciate how everything is going so well so far and look forward to today's agenda.
Excellent. Thanks, Senator Carlson. So we'll thank you all the members and staff. We'll move on to our agenda. And so we've got the Campaign Finance Board Executive. Mr. Sigurdsson, if you'd state your name and your position, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. Thank you for having me today. Jeff Sigurdsson, Executive Director with the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public
Mr. Sigurdsson, if you could pull the mic directly in front of you. Thank you.
Is that better?
It doesn't. Just point it towards you.
There How
you
about go. That?
Let's try. A little better.
A little better.
Thank you.
All right. Again, my name is Jeff Sigurdsson. I'm the executive director with the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. I'm aware that most of you are very familiar with the board's actions, but I did want to give a brief overview, talk about, again, the mission of the board, the composition of the board, and a confirmation hearing that will be before you shortly. And then look at the three major programs that the board administers, give you a little bit of information that occurred from the 2024 election, and then talk about the report that the legislature asked the board to do on lobbying of political subdivisions. The mission of the board is to promote public confidence in state government decision-making, in particular through the